This is VOH. VR Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has added his voice to those demanding restoration of Sudan's transitional government, which was overthrown by the Sudanese military earlier this week. In a statement released by the White House, Biden noted the African Union, European Union, Arab League, and other world organizations have condemned the military takeover and violence against protesters. Biden said in the statement, Sudanese people must be allowed to protest peacefully, and the civilian-led transitional government must be restored. He also called on Sudanese authorities to release all those detained this week. The detainees include several pro-democracy activists arrested while protesting Monday's coup. Earlier Thursday, the leader of Sudan's military junta fired at least six ambassadors from their posts after they spoke out against this week's overthrow of the joint civilian-military transitional government. State-run Sudan TV announced the dismissed envoys included those to the United States, the European Union, China, Qatar, and France, as well as the head of Sudan's United Nations mission in Geneva. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it reached an $88 million settlement over the 2015 mass shooting at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, that left nine people dead. The families of the victims allege the FBI was negligent for failing to stop the shooter, self-proclaimed white supremacist Dylan Roof, from purchasing the weapon. They said the FBI's background check system was too slow and did not alert the gun store owner that Roof was prohibited from purchasing a gun. Announcing the settlement Thursday, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the shooting a horrific hate crime. Roof is facing the death penalty. This is VOA News. Ecuador's largest indigenous group will temporarily suspend protest against fuel price rises. This according to officials on Thursday after conservative President Guillermo Lasso offered to meet with leaders in 2 weeks. Indigenous demonstrators protested this week against Lasso's increase in the price of Ecuador's most used fuel, known as gasoline extra. The protesters argued the increased cost falls unfairly on regular citizens who are already struggling economically because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lasso, a conservative ex-banker who took office in May, was under pressure from unions and others to freeze gasoline price increases that were begun by his predecessor last year. A spokesman for Lasso said on Twitter that the president has invited indigenous and union leaders to meet on November 10th. Indigenous leaders say they will discuss among themselves whether to accept the invitation. A spokesperson for the New York State Courts said Thursday that a criminal complaint charging former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo with a misdemeanor sex offense has been filed in a court in Albany, the state's capital. Representatives for Cuomo, who resigned from office over 2 months ago under mounting legal pressures and demands for his ouster from President Joe Biden and others, were not immediately available for comment. Cuomo resigned as governor in August, after more than 10 years in office, this following a probe that found he had sexually harassed 11 women. The Vatican has abruptly canceled the planned live broadcast of President Joe Biden's meeting with Pope Francis. The live broadcast of Biden's visit was trimmed to just the arrival of his motorcade in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace. Canceled was the live coverage of Biden, the second Catholic U.S. president, greeting Francis and the two starting their private talks. A Vatican spokesman said the plan reflected procedures put into place during the pandemic. Reporters who cover the White House and the Vatican complained about the development. The audience was being closely monitored since U.S. bishops are due to meet in a few weeks for their annual fall convention. Conservatives contend that Biden's support for abortion rights should disqualify him from receiving communion. And the World Health Organization chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday the leaders of the G20 nations have the ability to end the COVID-19 pandemic now if they make the political and financial commitments to do so. Tedros spoke at the WHO headquarters in Geneva. He was announcing a new strategy for the WHO-managed program that calls for a $23.4 billion international investment to solve inequities in global vaccines, tests, and treatments. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.